In South Korea, a vote to impeach the president Yoon Suk-yeol could be held in days after he plunged the country into chaos. Last night he said he would move to lift a martial law declaration he had imposed just hours before, honouring a parliamentary vote against the measure. Mr. Yoon had earlier declared martial law to thwart what he called anti-state forces among his opponents. However, angry politicians rejected the decree as protesters gathered outside Parliament in the country's biggest political crisis in decades. Well, John Everard is a former UK ambassador to North Korea and joins us now. John, thanks for taking our call. There were incredible pictures of military on the streets, helicopters landing on the the lawn outside Parliament. Do you think people were taken by surprise by this?
Yes, I mean, people in Seoul are telling me that people are just bemused. I mean, this isn't a near dictatorship. This is South Korea, one of the best established democracies in Asia. And these things just don't happen. You're right, extraordinary scenes of the military deploying. It was significant, though, that although the military made a great show, helicopters in the air, vehicles whizzing through the streets, they seemed to be having rather a lot of fun, to be honest. They took great care not to actually hurt anybody. And we had extraordinary scenes of, for example, soldiers bowing in apology to passers-by as they left the National Assembly building last night, apologising for having disrupted the civil peace. So you do get the strong sense that the military's heart really wasn't in this.
A very unpopular president, Yoon Suk-yeol. I mean, he had very low approval ratings. What happens to him now? He could be impeached by the end of the week.
He could be impeached by the end of the week. Not necessarily. Last time we went through this process, back in 2016, when former President Park Geun-hye was impeached, the National Assembly took a few weeks over it to get it all right. So we might not move quite so fast this time. We'll see. What happens to him? He's been given an ultimatum, resign or be impeached. Resign within 48 hours. Now, if he resigns, he resigns and that's it. He's gone. And fresh elections are called. Under the Constitution, you have to have a new president in office within 60 days. So they've got to move fairly smartly. If he doesn't resign, he faces impeachment. I think it's a racing certainty that the National Assembly would vote for impeachment. The opposition have got the support for that. That would then go to the Constitutional Court. And if that is ratified, he's out of office.
Now, the close neighbours, of course, North Korea, not saying much at the moment. Kim Jong-un, would he be happy to see this kind of unrest in South Korea?
Yes, I suspect that he's giggling happily all over his kimchi. The North Koreans, I'm sure, over the next hours, days, will start pouring out lots of material saying, told you so, that South Korea is just an American puppet state full of neo-fascist gangsters. We're nice and stable and cuddly and lovable, ho, ho. It's going to be pretty stomach-turning stuff. I don't think, though, they'll actually do anything. They will sit and wait to see how this process ends. And in particular, they will want to know who's going to replace President Yoon in the top office in Seoul.
People who lived through military rule in the past in South Korea, I can't imagine that they feel very comfortable at all in the last couple of days. It must have been quite disturbing for them to see these pictures and to live through it.
Yes, it was disturbing. But there was a deep sense on the streets of Seoul of anachronism. This, you know, the last time there was a military coup in South Korea was 1979, and the military handed over power more or less peacefully to a democratic government not very long after that. This is 2024. South Korea has changed beyond recognition. Democratic rights, democratic practices are deeply entrenched in South Korean society. And there's no way that anybody is going to take that away from the Korean people. I think the mood was more of anger than fear last night.
Well, John, thank you very much for joining us. John Everard, former UK ambassador to North Korea.